Greetings, dear ones. Today we'll be investigating cultivating mindful presence. I love how portable and adaptable presence is. You can do it anytime, any place, without any special equipment or conditions. No one even needs to know. You can practice mindfulness, feeling your breath and body, noticing sounds, thoughts, or feelings in the midst of ordinary life. One of the most reliable methods for cultivating presence is to anchor our attention with the sensations of the body. As we move through the world and interact with others, our attention usually rushes out to sights and sounds or gets consumed by thoughts of the past or future. Anchoring attention in the body counters these tendencies by giving our attention a place to rest. Sensations only occur here and now. When you bring your attention to a sensation, you are, for that moment, present. Here I'll share four primary methods for cultivating presence. Each one of them uses a specific sensory experience, called a reference point or an anchor, to ground attention in the body. Weight, the center line, breathing, and touch points such as the hands and feet. The aim isn't to master all of these. It's to find one or two that help you feel more alert and grounded in the midst of your life. Experiment with these instructions. You can do each practice individually or as a series flowing from one to the next. As you practice, consider which is easiest for you. The best method is the one that connects with your presence. Begin by sitting comfortably. Start by taking a few moments to orient to your surroundings, looking around the room. Find a posture that's upright yet relaxed. Gently close your eyes and take a few deep breaths to help you settle in. Feeling any sensations of weight or heaviness in your body. You might notice your body's contact with the chair, any hardness or give in the surfaces you're sitting on. You might feel a sense of your whole body sitting, its mass or warmth. Let your attention rest with these sensations of weight. Can you feel the downward force of gravity? When you notice your attention has wandered, gently let go and bring it back to the feeling of weight or heaviness in your body. Anchor your attention there. Next, bring your attention to the upper body. See how your torso rises up from your waist and pelvis. Can you feel your back, shoulders, and neck? See if you can sense the midline or center line of your upper body. Try feeling your spine running from your tailbone through your back up to the base of your head. Or try imagining a line down the middle of your torso, halfway between your front and back, in the middle of the left and right sides of your body. Moving your torso can help reveal the center line. Rock forward and backward slightly until you feel the balance point in the middle. Do the same from side to side. Finally, rotate your shoulders and upper body 1 to 2 degrees to either side. Can you feel the axis around which your body is turning? That's the center line. See if you can rest your attention here, on the center line of the body. Can you feel how your body is upright? As you sit quietly, tune into the sensations of breathing. See if you can allow your attention to rest with the sensations of breathing in and out. You don't need to block out other sensations, sounds, or thoughts. Just tune into the rhythm of breathing in and breathing out, much as you might listen to the waves crashing on a beach. It's normal for the mind to wander to thoughts, sounds, or other experiences. Whenever you notice, gently bring your attention back to your breath, appreciating that mindfulness is growing. Now explore the areas in your body that tend to be rich in sensation. First, put all your attention in your hands. Feel any sensations there, warmth or coolness, tingling, pulsing, or heaviness. Maybe moisture or dryness. Rest your attention on any sensations you can feel in your hands. You might feel the sensations of your hands touching or resting on your lap. Now shift your attention to your feet. Feeling any sensations there, temperature, weight, texture, the contact with the floor, the pressure of your shoes. Rest attention with any sensations in your feet. You can try this with any other part of your body that has strong sensations, such as your lips, tongue, or eyes. When your mind wanders, simply bring it back to one of these places. Finally, try shifting your attention between these four areas: gravity, the center line, breathing, and a touch point such as your hands, feet, or lips. Which is most readily accessible? Which helps you most naturally connect with presence, that sense of being here and relaxed in an embodied way. When you're ready, open your eyes. Look around the room, reorienting to your surroundings. Take a few minutes to reflect on this exercise. Which of these four ways of training presence would you like to practice this week?